It's the Organist Encores, and this is John Leeming at the microphone with my December contribution. Well, after that lively introduction from Robert Wolf, we're going to slow the pace down for a programme of gentler music for a fireside evening. So, if you're doing the washing up or hoovering the carpets, stop, relax and sit down for half an hour and just let the music wash over you. To start with, we're in Vancouver in Washington State, USA, where Dan Bellamy is at the console of the lovely 18-rank Wurlitzer in Uncle Milt's Pizza Restaurant. Thank you. too beautiful, a lovely ballad from the pen of Richard Rodgers in the Rodgers and Hart era. It's not one of the most well-known of Rodgers' compositions, which is a bit surprising to me because it must be one of the most often recorded of his works by a whole host of artists. I mean, new versions have been released nearly every year since Al Jolson first recorded it in 1933, sometimes several times a year, right up to the latest release in December of last year. And I'm sure there would have been one or two in 2020 if it had been a normal year. Dan Bellamy was a frequent visitor to these shores and was a great admirer of David Lowe, who's taking us now to the Clydebank Wurlitzer with a couple of delightful numbers by Richard Johnson. David Lowe on the Clydebank Town Hall Wurlitzer with Rain Shadows and Autumn Too Soon. Now, I know that composer Richard Johnson, otherwise known as Tim Wills, sometimes listens to this programme, so if you're listening, Tim, thanks for those two lovely atmospheric numbers. Ken Double is a former TV sports commentator and a past president of the American Theatre Organ Society. He's also a fine theatre organist. Here he is in concert on the three-manual 21-rank Wurlitzer in the Long Centre for the Performing Arts, that's the former Mars Theatre, in Lafayette, Indiana, with I'll See You in My Dreams. Now, just listen to those gorgeous tibias. Thank you. Lovely. Ken Double there with Hubert Selby's old signature tune at the Long Center Wurlitzer in Indiana. Now, Dudley Bevan was well known for his snappy rhythmic numbers on fiery Granada organs in the 1930s and 40s, but from time to time he allowed his hands to caress the keyboards in, well, a more gentle and leisurely manner, shall we say. From a Sunday afternoon broadcast on the Home Service in April 1940, here he is at the Granada North Cheam with Trees. Dudley Bevan with Trees, taking a leaf or two, as you might say, out of Nelson Elm's signature tune at the 8-rank Granada 2 Wurlitzer at North Cheam. Now to one of my all-time favourite performers at one of my all-time favourite theatres on one of my all-time favourite theatre organs, the 27-rank Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, Oakland, California. Here's Jim Riggs with his definitive version of My Funny Valentine. Thank you. Oh, that's a vibraphone to die for, isn't it? Jim Riggs at the Paramount. Lynn Larson is a master of the art of gentle, controlled theatre organ playing, and the huge resources of the San Filippo Wurlitzer give him 80 ranks to select from in Cole Porter's masterpiece, I Concentrate on You.
Thank you.
Lynn Larson at the San Filippo Foundation Wurlitzer in Illinois. Back in time to the era of Walt Disney now. The early Disney animated features were magical productions and featured joyful music. And where better to listen to it than in Disney's premier theatre, the El Capitan in Hollywood. At the console of that 36-rank Wurlitzer, that's the masterpiece that originally came from the Fox, San Francisco, here's El Capitan's resident organist, Rob Richards, with that charming song from Pinocchio, When You Wish Upon a Star.
Thank you.
Rob Richards keeping the theatre organ alive at the El Capitan Wurlitzer in Hollywood. Rob celebrated 20 years in the job last year, and the theatre featured Rob in a special all-Disney theatre organ show to mark the occasion, and well-deserved it was. For the final item today, we call in our old friend Brian Rodwell. Here he is at the Odeon Leicester Square, back in around 1974, I think, with a very relaxed interpretation of that 1940 jazz classic, Polka Dots and Moonbeams. So, turn the lights low, sit back in your chair, close your eyes, and just drink in the music. Polka Dots and Moonbeams from the Odeon Leicester Square. Now, more often than not, we hear that song with a sort of more rhythmic feel to it, but I think Brian Rodwell's dreamy version there is just right to close this programme of music for a winter evening. Next Thursday, Nigel Ogden will be back with a specially recorded selection of Christmas music, and Damon will be here again on Christmas Eve with a programme of seasonal festive fun. So there are two things to look forward to. And goodness knows what will happen on New Year's Eve. We shall see. Anyway, I'll be back with you again in the new year, and, well, let's hope that 2021 really does bring the cheer that we're all hoping for. It's goodbye from me for now, and with that goodbye, may I wish you all the happiest Christmas possible, as Robert Wolf looks forward to happy days again as he plays us out in the usual way.